Zimbabwe, welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, December the 6th, 2022. I'm your host, Ntungamile Nkomo. We start off with some breaking news from the World Cup matches in Qatar. The African continent has just exploded into a frenzy after the only team representing the continent this far, and Morocco, beat Spain 3-0 on penalty shootouts to advance to the quarterfinals of these matches. Utaba oluchisayo esiqala ngalo lanxa nje silolunye udaba olumqoka esingalo namhlanje iMorocco okuyilo ilizwe ebeselisele kumncintiswano weWorld Cup ilizwe laseAfrica. Selinqobe iSpain nge-3-0 ngemva kwama-penalty shootouts. Okutsho ukuba eleMorocco selingenileke kuma-quarterfinals e-World Cup. Tukutanga nawunasi nenyaya iyafadza vanhu vakawanda kuAfrica inova nyaya ye-World Cup. Chikwata cheMorocco chinova icho chikwata cheAfrica changa chasara chiri chega kumakwikwi eWorld Cup chakunda Morocco 3-0 pamitambo yeWorld Cup. Uyezve izvi zvichireva kuti Morocco yatopinda mumaquarter finals eWorld Cup. Tichakupai nyaya iyo zvizere munguva inotevera. Now back to our main topic of today. Tonight we are revisiting the enduring problem of drug abuse among youths in Zimbabwe, with many doing hard substances such as crystal meth, heroin and cocaine. The country's largest psychiatric referral center, Ingwitjeni Hospital in Bulawayo, is said to be experiencing a surge in the number of young people seeking treatment for mental health-related illnesses as a result of drug abuse. According to reporting by Newsday, cases at the hospital have been rising since 2020. Ingwitjeni Hospital Clinical Director Wellington Ranga told the newspaper, quote, "In 2022, 449 new males were admitted while 400 were readmitted up to October this year. And from January to October, 449 new males were admitted and 400 were readmitted, compared to 130 new females who were admitted and 168 females who were readmitted this year." The Newsday quoted Dr. Ranga as saying, "The problem at Ingwitjeni is exacerbated by mass exodus of doctors and nurses who are abandoning their poor-paying jobs for greener pastures overseas." In September, hospital principal nursing officer Agnes Kabwemba told New Zealand Court, "We are facing an exodus of qualified personnel and a surge in cases of drug and substance abuse. This has resulted in a surge in admissions in our wards. We are receiving 2,500 outpatients per month. Yesterday, we admitted a 16-year-old who was abusing drugs." Mental health activists and health experts say Ingwitjeni Hospital anecdote is a microcosm of a bigger problem pervading the country and its health institutions. Tonight we are asking, How best can Zimbabwe save its future by eradicating drug abuse among young people? Lichona njani zulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection. Lamhlanje sibuyela njalo kudaba lokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa ngabasakhulayo. Lolu ludubo osolubhahile kakhulu eZimbabwe olubikwaso lubangela ukuthi isibhedlela seInguteni ekobulawayo sandelwe ngabantu abagula umkhuhlane wengqondo ngenxa yokusebenzisa izidakamizwa. Ngokubika kwephephandaba leNewsday kanye leNewsiana, iziphathamandla kulesi sibhedlela zikhala ngokuthi ziyandelwa ngabantu abadinga ukwelatshwa umkhuhlane wengqondo ngenxa yezidakamizwa. Kahle kahle kuyini okungenziwa ukuhlenga abasakhulayo abayibo ikusasa lethu? Ngumbuzo obalulekileyo ke lo esiwubuzayo namuhla. Kwaziwayo batereri beStudio 7 na nasi muchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka muZimbabwe zvikurusei nevechidiki. Dambudziko iri rinonzi rapa kuti kuchipatara cheInguteni kuBulawayo kuzare vechidiki vanorwara nepfungwa nenyaya yekushandisa zvinodhaka izvi, zvinosanganisira cocaine, crystal meth pamwe chete neheroin. Lepa naure Newsday pamwe chete neNewsiana anoti vanachiremba kuchipatara ichi vari kuchema zvikuru nezvenyaya iyi. We begin our show tonight with our guest and that's Mr. Wilson Box, Director of Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. We also have Bulawayo Councillor Mpumelelo Moyo for Ward 26. In Bulawayo and elsewhere, community leaders are rallying young people and fighting back against drug abuse. And one of them, as said already, is our guest tonight, M. Ganwini, Ward 26 Councillor Mpumelelo Moyo, who organized a soccer tournament against drug abuse and encouraging voter registration among young people at the weekend. Councillor Moyo, let me start off with you. How rife is the issue of drug abuse in Bulawayo? We hear Inguteni hospital is full of, is registering an increase in young people, especially who are mentally disturbed as a result of drug abuse. How serious is this issue in the second city?
Okay, thank you very much, and good evening. Good evening to listeners. Okay, the issue of drugs is concern is now a serious issue. We have got our youth who are ICE, who are jobless, who have resorted to drugs and substance abuse. It's a safe situation indeed. They are abusing those drugs because they have got nothing to do. They are always seated in groups in bridges. They're absolutely ICE. So at the end of the day, they end up doing substance abuse. And they eventually, like you rightfully said in the beginning, Inguteni is now full of those stations from mainly from the youth who are unemployed. So you find that outside maybe for youth who are employed, the percentage maybe is very minimal. You can say even maybe 0.01 people who suffer from who are affected by the situation of substance and drug abuse. So many of those youth are people who are unemployed. They've got nothing to do because of this economic environment that we find ourselves in. It's very unfortunate that much of it is said that this is happening. But at times when you sit down with these youth, you find that they've got absolutely nothing to do. They have given up, they are staying in they are like, somebody they are saying Zimbabwe is hopeless, maybe if they spend their day just absorbing, doing those drugs and something like that, they think it's far much better and they forget about their problems. So for now, I'll end here. Thank you.
Njengo councilor ophatheke kabi ngalolu daba moyo sibone ngempela sonto sibone ngempela sonto uqoqa imidlalo yenguqu lapho obukhuthaza khona abasakhulayo ukuthi bayebhalisela ukuvota njalo bathiyane lezidakamizwa. Njengo councilor ophatheke kabi ngalolu daba usuke wayafika yini ingutsheni wabona umumo ukuthi unjani?
Yebo, ngiyabonga ngombuzo lowo. Kuliqiniso ukuthi ngize ngifike ngiyenze ngifikele ngumbono ukuthi ngenze i-tournament leyi ukuthi ngenze i-awareness yama-drugs and substance abuse engutsheni sengingavakatshela isikhathi esiningi. Okunye ngihambile ngisiyabona i-site visit njengokhansela, okunye ngibizwele umntakamathelwane ade esingathi ade sebhule ingqondo ngamthwala ngemota yami phela khona le ngutsheni ngenxa yama-drugs izidakamiswa. Ngiphathe kakubi njengomkhokheli olonyana nabantu ukubana abantu sebevula ingqondo nento kanti esingayithi singayi-avoid-a njengelizwe xa singaba le msebenzi njengoba nje ekuqaleni abantwana laba bayasuka kuma-drugs. Njengaba le tournament yezengugu ngitshone labo ilanga lonke abantwana laba abanye bakuma-drugs kodwa because ngingene kule tournament yebhora azange bephatheke kuma-drugs, azange beyenze okwezidakamiswa, batshone bedlala ibhora. Kuthengisela ukuthi ngabantu sibili abatengqondo, abantu abarizinayo, abantu okuthi nawo banitsha into yokwenza njengoba bembathi i-tournament betshone beyenza bathiyana lama-drugs. Kule themba sibili, kule hope ukuthi ama-drugs la bangeniswa kuswela okokwenza. Ngiyabonga.
Aha, siyabonga councilor Moyo uqhubeke ubambile khonapho. Tiwuye kwamuri ba Boxer Wilson Box ndiwo director beZimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. Muri kunzwa ba Box hanzi kuchipatara chengutsheni kuBulawayo ko kwazara vechidiki vanorwara nepfungwa nechikonzero chemadrugs kana kuti zvinodhaka zvakaita sana mutoriro and so forth. Situation yakamira sei kuzvipatara zvekuharariko?
Ndinotenda vamoyo, nyaya yemadrugs haisi ingucheni kupera asi kuti inyika yese. Chiri kukonzeresa kudaro inyaya yekuti madrugs ari kuwanika pese pese munyika yedu. Tine vari kuatengesa, toita vari kuatora kana kuti kushuta. Saka it's now like tatone market yekuti kune masellers nemabuyers. Ende masellers nemabuyers anowanika ariwo, kune vanotengesa zvakawanda kuita vanokwanisa kutengesa zvinoenderana nehomwe yako. Saka mastatistics emahospitals ekuno kuHarare edmoment anososhuwa asi andinongoziva ndechekuti padzimba dzitatu kana kuti 3 houses right one inenge ine dambudziko renyaya dzemadrugs kozouya. Uyezve kana tichitarisa mafone calls atinoreceiva pazuva tsvuku receiva isusu more than 10 calls a day yevanhu vanenge vachitsvaga kuti vana vobatsirwa kupi nekuti madrugs avakanganisa kunyanya-nyanya drug riya rinonzi crystal meth rakuvadza vana vedu vechidp. Saka nyaya yemadrugs inyaya yamingati izvo yanetesesa muno muzimbabwe.
Thank you Deva Box, and also please do stay on the line. Abasanda kusixhuma singumsakazo weStudio 7 na sisakazwa singapha Voice of America is Washington DC. For those who are just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, and we are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. And now an update on the World Cup matches played today in Qatar. It said already, Morocco selingenile kuma quarter finals awe World Cup. Chikwata che Morocco chapinda muma quarter finals World Cup mushure meku kunda. Spain, ngemva kunqoba iSpain nge 3-0 kuma penalty shootouts. So kumelelwe ke ukubona ukubana iqembu leMorocco lizadlala laliphi iqembu phakathi kweCroatia le Brazil, no phakathi kwePortugal rather le Switzerland, zona ezizadlala kusikhathane esilandelayo njengo 2 o'clock ngesikhathi sa konapa in Washington DC. So we are now waiting for Portugal and Switzerland to slug it out at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. A match that will determine which team goes to play Morocco on December 10 in the quarterfinals. Amanye amaqembu asevele sephakathi kuma quarterfinals, iCroatia iyona eza nqikilana leBrazil mhlaka 9 ngo mpalakazi. Netherlands icha rakashana wo ne Argentina zuwa rimwe chete mswa 9 December. Morocco izadlala ke leqembu elizaphuma phakathi kwePortugal leSwitzerland mhlaka 10. Kuthi iNgilandi leFrance abanye abathi kungaba ngumdlalo esingathi yi-final ye-World Cup lanxa nje kwi-quarter final. I-England izadlala leFrance mhlaka 10. And here at VOA, we are also human beings, and that means we are rooting for certain teams as well. Here is VOA's Andrea Tadic celebrating yesterday after her home team, Croatia, booked a place in the World Cup quarterfinals.
My name is Andrea Tadic. I'm excited about what I'm doing. We placed the quarterfinals. We went all the way to place second last time. We are going all the way up to place number one this time.
So do you think your team will win the World Cup?
Yes, is that a question?
That was VOA's Andrea Tadic speaking to Marvelous Mstanga Nyahuye at the Voice of America Division World Cup match party yesterday. Now back to our main topic. Ndizo kere kwa muri vabox. Saka sezo dambuzi kwa irere chinzi rateke shiranyika yese. Todi seba na Zimbabwe.
Chokutanga katika kwa mchakuita kutarisa mitemu yedu inoongoro ranyaya dima drugs. Mitemu yedu iri kushanda ere kana kutaisi kushanda. Mekuti nyeyacho mitemu payaka iskwa tani makore akawandisa. Ndiye nguwa yoyo utansata anima drugs arkuwa nikwa. Tani ini nguwa. Uye zuewa mwedu. Rawanda, tinima internet, tine a lot of things. Zatawa na zoomu ni kamedi sasa virizini jiviti paichuku ya tine tiyo drug policy form especially the dangerous drugs act chapter 15 New Criminal Code, Chapter 9, 23, Sections 156 to 159. I think drugs is a public health issue rather than a criminal issue. Kana drugs is a criminal issue. Saka isi chunga kuti mtemu yedu uungururu zikari kuti ubatiriva na kunge kwine harm reduction services kuita ma public rehab centers achivakwa so that munhu akanzi aita dambudziko remadrugs haatyi kubuda pachena kuti akomana ndisa kubatsirwa pari zvino munhu anotya kubuda nekuti anoziva kuti mutemo inomusunga tinogonazve zvikari kuti tiite kuti kuri kudzidziswa ana chiremba vedu manesi madoctors kunge kuine acurriculum inobata specifically yemadrugs kuti munhu anoziva madrugs anobatwa sei nekuti paresearch yatakaita isusu zvakabuda izvo kuti izvo ana mukoti vedu havana kunyatsodzidziswa kuti vangabatsiranisei nevanhu vachishandisa madrugs vamwe vacho vanoshandisa tiitio pachirungu stigma nediscrimination munhu akasvika achirwara zvezvenyaya dzemadhiragi anonzi chigundiunga chiindi ukuku chimbonogara uko vanhu vanozenze madhiragi kazhinji kacho vari very sensitive ende havadzoki kuzotsvaga rubatsiro saka ndee zvimwe zvatinokwanisa kuti tinge tichiita kuti dambudziko remadhiragi ipere madhibhodha zvedu akabouka ayo ngaagadzirire zvakanaka kuti vaya vanoita zvetrafficking vange vasingaite zvinhu zvakadaro uyezve mapurisa edu pane zvavanofanira kudzidziswa nzira itsva dzekuti vangabatisei vakomana vanoita basa rekuita se ratinotizio trafficking dzemadrugs nelike saka ndo zvimwe zvatinokwanisa kuita uyezve nemaawareness campaigns macommunities atinogara nyaya yemadrugs ariri dambudziko ramisbox chete raadambudziko remunhu wese saka ngatibatsiranei kuti tiedze kupedza dambudziko remadrugs muzimbabwe.
Aha, tinotenda vabox. Councillor Moyo, ngipenduke kuwe, kwenziweni? Yebo, kule mzamo oyenzayo, inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zile mzamo eziyenzayo, uhulumende ule mzamo yakhe, kodwa kungahlanganwa njani ukuze udubo lolu lulwiswe ngabantu bebambene beyimbumba?
Ngiyabonga. Okwenzakala yikho lokho okubalisiyeke ukubana indaba zonke zihlangane ama-INS lawa isaphiphofi-ice but emphakathekileyo kugamisa kugazi ekulungiseni imithetho ngoba abantu ababanye abathengisa amadrazi bayabanjwa sibili kodwa akula zijeziso ezemplana ezaithiweyesabe ukuthengisa amadrugs njalo abanye ngabantu abathengisa ezigabeni lapho ngihamba khona njengokhansela siyatshela ukuthi ikhansela kula bantu abathengisa amadrugs edanga baripota bayabotshwa namhlanje kusasa bevoke sebeyiphumile so ngezinye izinto zokuthi nebhise athi asihlangananga njengesizwe ukunyisa amadrugs lawa ngoba ukulela ukuyisa besizaneni imizamo kodwa kwezinye indawo singancedisa umzamo leyo ngoba khathesi singathi ngesilungu izinu close-resource yamajaji amajaji lawa abuliswa kwawo ijubhesi ngokipati ngoba akusela ukuthi azathengisa evela ngaphi okuqakathekile kakhulu ukubana igavumenti oyehamba phambili ekulungiseni imithetho yokuthi abantu ababathengisa amajaji bebanjwe ejeziswe kuzenza ukuthi abanye bengasahambungeni ekuthengisela amadrugs beletaba ukuthi bawungabanjwa yahamba esingathi uyakugqetshelwa ubodo kathesi njengengithile ukuthi nxa imithetho yethu ilula nokuthiwe ezikhulumi lapho esikhuluma kathesi imithetho leyi yenza ukuthi abantu ingesabi ngiyabangoza nje elizweni kube ukuzenzela hlantando wako wama hae nye si siya wazama sibi dokota hae sende mwese unga mweta imu kala iso alti ama parlamentari nwezo mwene krafti mtueto imuti alara wate nita machazi kwe 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 njalo ngoku ngileta utshalo ungene izweni sabe ngiyalisa ama-cocaine lawa adela abantu ba-adora igaranuza engokuthi ama-youth lawa adele ngocaine ele awa-afford ukuthi ngocaine kodwa utshalo lobu ungene elizweni abusaregulata sekungena lokho okuthiwa njengomperiro yo ayenza kugcwale kuba wazingaki engocaine kuyakwazi ukuregulate ukuthi kule tshwala okungavumelayo elizweni ngokutshwala kwakhona iyathola ukuthi isayidela for two and ngayingathi athembendele eyi-one yena nane-50% umthole umuntu sehawulisa esenenga abanye bathembe yabe sengani ikhoso engani abanye bathole sesifikile yokuqhuyamabala lazo ngosekuthi ngomuntu uyake ngasakwazi akwenzayo ukuthi ngisekuthi into laya iyahamba imash damage ihamba emzimbeni yama-youth emzimbeni lo okunathayo
siyabonga kansela ngokubamba umlomo khonapho kase sithatha umlaleli utalenti Mukutsha tinemtereri va talenti Mukutsha makati henyu va Mukutsha muri u tinziwa hi rei that's a bad line there. We cannot proceed with that. We'll try and reconnect with him. But as we wrap up and Zokere Wamuri va box, how do we strike a balance between fighting drug abuse and fighting criminality? Because drug abuse mostly goes hand in hand with criminality. Mr. Box.
Hello. Okay. Yes. Yeah, that one is it's a tricky question. But just like what I said, if we try and create an enabling environment whereby we do treat our people who are using drugs, putting them in rehab centers, and also ensuring that you know, psychosocial support services, where they were trying to kill the elements of criminality. But can I teach you those facilities to ensure that our people are actually treated, our people are rehabilitated, to find out that the issues of criminality actually continue happening. So there is a need for us to really cut that supply, whereby we are saying that we are actually putting issues to do with drug use in line with a lot of criminality. Some people, you know, they are now just taking the issue of drug use as an excuse to their natural criminality, which is
thank
in them.
You. Thank you, Mr. Box. I'm sorry we'll have to leave it there. We are out of time. But thank you so very much to our guest, Bulawayo Councillor for Ward 26, Mr. Mpumelelo Moyo, as well as Mr. Wilson Box, Director, Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. Let's make another date tomorrow. I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. Kuna Zimbabwe.